What the floor? These floors from LL Flooring are perfect. Oh, my scratch resistance. Are these pet-proof too? Honey, we need them.
It's time to love your floor. Talk to our flooring experts today and get the right floor at the right price. LL Flooring.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
The 18th of April was tax day, so a lot of these podcasts you're going to be hearing this week should be placed in that context. We recorded them during tax week, so taxes were a big point of discussion. I want to point out about taxes that the income tax is relatively new to the United States of America. It was imposed on this country by a bunch of self-serving bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., added to as an amendment to the United States Constitution, and we didn't always have an income tax. I know a lot of people are tempted to believe that that everything started with their birth onto this planet. Well, no. And just because you might have grown accustomed to the government penalizing us for doing something that's desirable doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. I suppose this can be looked at as good news or bad news, however, depending on how you want to look at this, but we have spent more time in our country without the income tax than we have with it. This year marked the 110th year that we've been burdened as a country with the income tax, the federal government penalizing something that's good. You earning money, you trying to make more money is good, so your federal government wants to punish you for that. It's the stupidest damn thing I think I've ever heard of. Your government should be arrayed toward rewarding good behavior and not punishing good behavior. But like, for example, this is exactly what Democrats do. Joe Biden just came up with new lending guidelines, which will penalize those who have good credit scores and make them pay more to subsidize those with bad credit scores so they can pay less. It makes absolutely no sense. It's actually trying to bring back the 2008 crash, but that's what left-wingers do. That's what they did with the income tax. And now Dominates writes this article at the New American. It dominates the revenue scheme of the federal government. Individual income taxes accounted for about 45% of all federal tax revenue dating back to 2012, along with 35% of Social Security and Medicare payroll taxes, 10% of corporate income taxes, and only 10% for all other taxes. It wasn't always this way. Prior to the ratification of that cancer known as the 16th Amendment, in February of 1913, the federal government managed its constitutional responsibilities without an income tax, except during the Civil War period. During peacetime, it did so largely or even entirely on import taxes, tariffs. Congress could also afford to run the federal government on tariffs alone because federal responsibilities did not include cancers like the welfare program, agricultural subsidies, or social insurance programs like Social Security, what I have written about, folks, the greatest boondoggle ever foisted on the American people. So we have done it before. We could do it again if we got right-minded people, if we got a country that said, boy, we better get back to being a responsible, prosperous, limited government constitutional republic once again. We could do it. But sadly, we have grown this government beyond the consent of the governed. And if we were to correct this, folks, we would be the first ones in history to be able to do so. Now, I've always believed that our Constitution makes us great. I believe that our being Americans makes us great. But I have to share my skepticism. I don't believe we are great enough to surmount now, to beat back the entitlement state. More discussions about taxes and getting on the right side of those things coming up next on the Salcedo Storm Podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Tired of cable news lying to you? It's time the establishment media went the way of the dinosaurs and for free digital journalism to rise. At Texas Scorecard, we bring you real news for real Texans with no paywalls ever. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
My friends, there is only one government on this planet that is legitimate. It is a government of, by, and for the people. When that dynamic is changed through folly or through indifference or through intent, as has been done here in the United States by shameless politicians, when that is changed, that delegitimizes government. Don't even get me started on China. The only legitimate government on planet Earth is one that is of, by, and for the people. Everything else, a betrayer of mankind. And that is the conservative philosophy, and that should define everything. We should not be accepting, oh, well, the government says I've got to do with less, so it never has to take a haircut. No, that's exactly the opposite. We tell the government what it will have, not the other way around. Let me bring on somebody who knows these concepts well, somebody who's fought for tax fairness for many, many, many moons, and now he is a state senator in the great state of Texas, State Senator Paul Bettencourt, the tax man representing District 7. Sir, welcome back.
Chris, happy Tax Freedom Day.
Well, yes, it is Tax Freedom Day. You know, here's the irony of that. Tax Day is also Tax Freedom Day. Folks, 107 days you worked to handle your obligations to taxes to the government. Paul, that is nearly one-third of the year we worked for government, and that's entirely too much. Yes?
Right. Now, the good news is that this day used to be out in May, okay? Until the Trump tax cuts came into effect, and that pulled it back into April. But you're right, Chris. I mean, basically what you've done for the first 107 days of the year is work off to pay your government tithe, and now you're in the bonus territory of making money for yourself and your family.
Let's talk about Tax Day from a Texas perspective first. You have been doing fantastic work, you personally and the Senate. We're still waiting for the House actually to do some work this legislative session. Hope springs eternal. Tell us about the tax initiative that you have put together on property taxes and the reception it's getting.
Well, Chris, the great news is we've got a tremendous tax package for everybody. It's really a off the charts return of your money to you, and for a homestead, really anywhere in the state of Texas, it's $798 per year for the rest of your life. But wait, we're not done yet. If you're an over 65 or disabled homeowner, you're going to get $1,062 for as long as you own your home. And that is because we're cranking up homestead exemptions, and those are extremely popular with the public, and they've already voted for one less than a year ago in May. To raise the homestead exemption from 25 to 40,000, we're cranking it up to 70,000. But we're not done yet. For over 65s, we're adding another 30, and that takes it up to $100,000. And the reason why there, Chris, is because if you're over 65, you paid a lifetime of taxes. You deserve the biggest break we can get you. And the Senate plan, courtesy of Lieutenant Governor Patrick and all of my colleagues, all of them voted for it, will get you $1,000 off for the rest of however long you own your home.
Now, when you say all of your colleagues, do you mean Democrats and Republicans or just Republicans?
No, everybody voted for this.
Wow.
And that's why, I'm disappointed in the reaction of the House, because this is getting people's money back to them, and which they really desperately need. And it's not just the homestead exemptions that are doing it, but we're also, you know, cranking down on the tax rate. It's called compression, where for your school taxes, you have less tax rate because the state pays more of it. But either way, it's an off-the-charts combination of being able to give $800 off for, like, a 30-year mortgage. Chris, that's $24,000 that you don't pay.
I know.
Because these exemptions mean you don't pay. And an over 65 homeowner wants to stay in their home 15 years, and you're looking at over $16,000.
Well,
and so this is real money.
It is.
Especially for people that are retired and on fixed income.
Let's you and I talk about, because you brought this up, so I want to go there with what the House is doing. Look, it's a big pile of money that has been confiscated from our people here in the state of Texas, and you've got some people over in the House, both political parties, who are looking at that pool of money and imagining what they can do with it, what kind of votes they can buy with it. And they, since it's come out of our pockets, it's now, quote unquote, the Texas government's money, and they don't want to give it back. Doesn't it take a special type of lawmaker, a special type of conservative? And you've said that the Democrats in the Senate voted for it as well. So I guess maybe it just takes a special kind of politician, period, to say, look, that was money we took in excess from the people and they deserve to have it back. Can you speak to the other mindset that says, oh, look at all that money. We can grow government. We can do big government things with it. I think that's the wrong mindset, isn't it?
Yeah, Chris, we're having, you know, some school districts come up and, you know, they want $1,000 more on their formula, which would cost us that'd be a 16.6% increase, another $14 billion. And I'm telling them no, because right now the taxpayers, you know, have to have some of this excess cash back to them. And you just have to recognize it's not your money. See, that's the whole thing. Now, the reason why everybody in the Senate is for homesteads is because it's the fastest and best way to get the money back to every homeowner in the state. We're talking 5.72 million that get the 800 per year and 2.07 million that get the over $1,000, which is the over 65s. And by the way, there's no appraisal cap ever been invented, ever thought of, ever could possibly work that would help seniors, because their values are already frozen, so it doesn't matter what happens on their appraisal.
True. And now, what about the renters out there? Because I know that's going to... Well, how does the Senate plan help the renters in the state of Texas?
Well, we've got 17 pennies of tax rate compression, and that goes to every business everywhere in the state. And in addition, what we're doing to help businesses, because really, to lower... renters, effectively multifamily, you've got to lower their tax load of the company. Mm-hmm. We're also giving out, for the first time, a $25,000 exemption for what was called the business personal property tax. This is a nuisance tax that businesses pay on their furniture, fixtures, computers. So every one of those, apartment locations would have that money relieved. And then also for the business customers that use a lot of inventory, and this is either, goods and, cost of goods sold, goods in manufacturing or in transit, we're putting out, of the first time ever, $1 billion tax credit against their franchise tax, which they hate, and the legislature should have never passed the franchise tax, because I was one of several people, including the lieutenant governor, that tried to stop that debate back in 2008. So we've got something for everything in this plan.
Got it. Now, let me pivot. By the way, State Senator Paul Bettencourt, District 7, the tax man, our guest on Tax Day and Tax Freedom Day, to be fair as well. Let's talk about parental school choice, because I can think of no other government agency that is more in the headlines, that is typical of every other government agency out there, that is unaccountable, that is growing beyond leaps and bounds, that gets billions and billions and billions of taxpayer dollars every year, that's, and again, unaccountable and large, and is failing at its mission, which is to educate children. So the solution has been to give the parents the police power to use the money that's allocated for their child to direct that child to which educational institution the parent believes they need to go to. And the Senate is fully on board with this. But again, here is the Texas House and guys like Charlie Guerin voting like a Marxist, voting like a socialist, and stabbing every parent in the back in the state of Texas because Charlie Guerin wants to bring gambling to the state of Texas. Where do you see the fight for school choice going?
Well, let me tell you the mathematics of it, okay? What we talked about for the property tax relief is $16.5 billion, of which the public's going to, if we're successful and get the House to agree to it, they'll get a chance to vote on it in November, and when they do, bang, it will hit their tax bills immediately, and we'll be pulling down $10 billion of their excess cash off the top of what we've got in the Treasury. Now, the school choice plan, okay, is stacked up. We're putting $5 billion more into public education, but we're trying to start $500 million of school choice, and it's real simple. You give every parent that can that would qualify, we're starting off at about 62,000 because that's how many people we think will start with it, and they get $8,000. They go anywhere with it, okay, that has a program that's set up through the comptroller's office, so it's going to be out of the school funding scenario.
Now, what are the when you say qualify,
making sure that we're not leaving the public school system in a wreck. So these plans will have at least the equal amount of money at least for the first year or more.
Yeah.
that stays in public education because we're trying to get people to get away from fear.
Well, Senator,
this is about, Chris.
I understand, but
the competition is what America is built on.
Well, Senator,
and we have to stop being afraid of it in the public education system.
Right. First off, yes, I agree with you. You said qualify. What does a parent have to do to qualify to access?
The parent has to do nothing except say they want the money.
Okay. Very good.
And then there is a process where they go through the comptroller's office of making sure they know where the money is going, make sure that it's auditable, because we just don't want to hand out, you know, $8,000 checks and people, you know, end up in Vegas on it. So the money will get directed to wherever they want to take their child to.
Great. And that's okay. Exactly the way that's the way it ought to be. But, and this idea that the gov ed proponents, Senator, will tell you that if you give parents the choice, that is going to ruin government education because parents will take their child out of these underperforming gov ed schools who are pushing the LGBTQ, ABCDFG, cultural Marxism, the hate whitey program, the gender confusion. At the same time, they'll say their schools are so excellent and they're doing it right. And so it's when they sit there and say that giving parents a choice will ruin gov ed, isn't that a tacit admission that they're failing in their jobs? And that really what they're saying is we need to keep parents and children in underperforming schools and we need to remain unaccountable. Isn't that what they're saying?
Listen, as a Texas Aggie, I'm going to say they're flat-ass wrong. They don't understand what business they're even in.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be in the business of educating kids and not making social commentary. So what this does, and we've seen it in Arizona, and I just looked at a study from 2007-2019, Arizona's had a school choice program. But shockingly, test scores have gone up in the rural counties in Arizona outside of Maricosa because, competition is a rising tide that's lifted all boats.
Amen. And there are some people in the Texas House who dare call themselves Republicans who just don't understand that competitiveness breeds excellence because, frankly, a lot of these people aren't very competitive. They believe in being handed silver spoons and their mouths are up the nearest orifice. State Senator Paul Bettencourt, District 7. Sir, appreciate all the good work and thanks for the visit from the tax man on tax day.
Well, thanks for flying the flag of freedom as always, but much less on tax freedom day, Chris.
And that's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Visit a couple of websites. The first one is TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com. They are always looking for ways to serve you. That is what real journalists do, to inform you about what's going on inside of your government, going inside of the pop culture, going on inside your state. They do it better than anybody over at the Texas Scorecard. Also visit, for me, ChrisSalcedo.com, ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. That radio show is simulcast on TNTRadio.live. That is heard all over the planet. It's a virtual digital network and really getting our message out there outside of our own borders, outside of the borders of the United States. Also check us out at Newsmax. Go there 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 5 Eastern, Monday through Friday, and you'll see the television show. By the way, we're also at ChrisSalcedo.com. Check out ways to communicate with us on social media. It's pretty effective. We have some very engaging audiences on social media. They'll be good for you to get involved with. I'm talking about Rumble. I'm talking about Getter. I'm talking about Truth Social, MeWe, all of them. They're all there. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government, but rather by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. You stay safe out there, my friends.